James Hunter sings the blues, and he sings soul, two genres that are steeped in heartache and hard times. But James Hunter's latest album sounds like a soul music Valentine, because this hardscrabble school dropout from Britain has fallen in love and married a fan from America. James Hunter's album is called Whatever It Takes and was inspired by his wife.
When we met, I was pretty well set in my ways. I didn't care how or where I spent my day.
Hunter is a Grammy nominee. He's topped Billboard's blues chart, and he's about to launch a tour of the U.S. We asked him to a studio in London to talk about his life and listen to his music.
Love you so that all I know is I don't want to be without you, baby. Like before, I don't want to be without you, baby, no more.
I like the way you're grooving to it as you listen to it.
I like the bit before the singing comes in. That's my favourite part.
Really? Why?
Yeah, all that caterwauling always ruins it. I always like the intros better, but, you know.
That's pretty funny. So it strikes me when I listen to the album that the whole album seems to be a portrait of your life. Can you describe how this song kind of kicks off the theme of the album?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's all that sort of thing about being happily married. I've got to downplay it because my wife's sitting next to me, so I've got
she is.
I can't get too gooey, you know. Otherwise, she starts taking a mick out of me.
What's your wife's name?
Jessie.
Jessie, can she share the mic with you there?
She's allowed to speak. Does your mic work, or do you want to come
over?
I don't know.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi, Jessie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm Lisa. I know you didn't expect to be on, but as we learn about James, I wonder if you can tell us how you met him.
Well, I heard him on the radio in a Starbucks and fell in love with his music and ended up going to a few shows, and we became friends, and it sort of turned into something else later on.
And it went downhill from there, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah, out of the frying pan into the toilet.
See, I'm learning, huh?
So, James, thank you, Jessie. James, I wonder why you decided not to move to the U.S., but instead that Jessie would move to Brighton.
I think because I have a hard enough time getting through immigration when I don't want to move there. The other thing is there's so many things I dislike about my own country, but I couldn't bear to leave it.
So she's moved over there. That wasn't an easy process.
Not at all.
Yeah, you wrote a song about this. Let's hear the song and then you can tell us a story.
We're one step away from a better day. However, I'm gonna make everything all right. Leave the struggle in the past and have a little faith in me. Long as trouble's gonna last, you're gonna be safe with me. We're one step ahead of the tears we share. I'm gonna make everything.
What did you want Jessie to have faith in you about?
Actually, this was at a time when Jessie was absolutely going through hell. We were trying to get her legal residency in the UK, so she had to fill out all these forms and go to these various departments. But when she'd get there and queue up for 2 hours, she'd be told that was the wrong place, she had to take this there. And she was wandering about with innumerable sheaves of paper. I mean, she looked like a mobile stationer. Isn't that right? And you got messed about something rotten. It wasn't straightforward at all.
Jessie, you weren't having second thoughts, were you?
No. It was the hardest thing I think I've ever went through. But it was worth it, you know. I knew I wanted to be with him no matter what it took, so.
Yeah, see what she did there?
So you did have faith in him, and you're living there now. I wonder, How does this all come up musically in your new album?
Well, I mean, the thing is, if I was having a rotten time of it, I'd still be writing romantic songs. But it's just a coincidence that that the themes of the songs happen to match what's going on.
There's a guitar piece you have on this album. We can hear a little bit of it now, and I want you to tell us about Blisters. First, why the name Blisters? I think I know, but why?
Yep, I think you've guessed it. I think it was just because it sounds good and it sounds like an instrumental, you know, that kind of title. And it's because I played it without a plectrum, just to prove that I could.
You mean without a pick?
Without a pick, yeah. It is more difficult to do that, but you get a more barky kind of sound. There's something you get playing like that. And all my heroes play without picks. Loman Pauling, Johnny Guitar Watson, all of them seem to dispense with the pick. And it's something I always had difficulty with, so I thought I'd give it a crack.
That makes me wonder how it is in the recording studio when you're there. So you're playing, in that case, without a pick. You clearly like the recording that sounds more rough than slick, and I wonder how you direct the process, you know, how you work with sound technicians who have amazingly sophisticated abilities and how you get the sound that you want. I mean, how do you work with them in the studio?
Well, in this particular example of it, generally when you're playing with a guitar, the tendency is to try to avoid spillage because we're all playing in the same room. They try to keep the guitar down to a manageable level so that it won't spill onto the saxes and the drums. But for the sound I wanted, it was a necessity to have the guitar obnoxiously loud to give it that flexibility and that kind of slapback sound. So I kicked up, threw the toys out of the pram, insisted on having it horribly loud, and the result was exactly the way I wanted it.
And on this album, it's live to tape or live to 8-track?
When you're playing live, you get a better feel of what each other are doing. If you did it layer by layer, there's nothing for the people who go in first to record. There's nothing for them to react to. If we're live and I'll do a funny little thing on guitar, Jono can sort of react to it musically. You know, he can throw something in to accentuate it.
And what about putting it down on tape, on 8-track?
Oh, on tape, I think you get that nice hissing sound that you don't get on digital.
Sounds like it's more fun, too, for you.
It is, watching that little thing flick round. You know.
Very nice to talk to you and to Jesse.
Likewise.
As well. Soul singer, guitarist, and songwriter James Hunter joining us from London. He just released his 6th album called Whatever It Takes. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you.
If you wanted to know, you can't live without her. Words can be heard, but the action speaks louder. So show her.
This is Here and Now.